August 1st, 1900. The humanity of Jesus is the mirror of the divinity. Chastisements. My adorable Jesus continues to come only very few times, and for a short time. This morning I felt all annihilated, and I almost did not dare to go in search of my highest good. But he, always benign, came, and wanting to infuse trust in me, told me, "My daughter, there is no one who can stand before my majesty and purity. Rather, all are forced to remain terrified and struck by the thunderbolt of my sanctity. Man would almost want to flee from me, because his misery is such and so great that he does not have the courage to stand before the divine being. And here is why, giving the field to my mercy, I took on my humanity, which, tempering the rays of the divinity, is the means to infuse in men trust and courage to come to me. Placing himself before my humanity, which spreads temperate rays of the divinity, man has the good of being able to purify, sanctify, and even divinize himself in my very deified humanity. Therefore, you remain always before my humanity, keeping it as the mirror through which you will wipe off all your stains. Not only this, but as the mirror through which, by reflecting yourself in it, you will acquire beauty, and little by little you will keep adorning yourself to my own likeness. In fact, it is a property of a mirror to make an image appear within it similar to that of the one who is reflecting himself in it. If such is the material mirror, much more so the divine, because my humanity serves man as mirror in order to reflect my divinity. And here is how all goods come to man from my humanity. While he was saying this, I felt such trust being infused in me that the thought came to me of wanting to talk to him about the chastisements. Who knows? He might grant me audience, and I might reach the intent of placating him completely. But while I was about to do it, he disappeared like a flash. And running after him, my soul found herself outside of myself. But I was unable to find him any more, and to my highest sorrow, I saw many people entering prisons, others sectarians coming out to make attempts on the lives of other kings and of other leaders. I saw that they were consumed with rage, because they still lacked the means to come out into the midst of the peoples and make a slaughter of them. Yet their time will come. Then, afterwards, I found myself inside myself, all oppressed and afflicted.